Novos. The Novos. Novos. Maddie, Megan, Prevo. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Friday is here. Hey guys, how you doing?
Oh, so good.
Feeling good.
Yeah, it's Friday. Come on. Get in and amongst it.
I know. It's so good. I'm not working weekends for a while, which is fantastic.
Oh, shut up.
Are you working?
I'm working tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
Meg, you need to pull back on that.
No,
girlfriend.
I need the cash.
Yeah, Meg's saving up for her tickets for a one day trip to America.
Yeah. Vegas.
Yes. Yeah.
So
it's
every dollar counts.
In.
Really?
Pretty much locked in, yeah.
Because we were sort of joking about
no.
it. I thought, no, never would happen.
No, so my birthday's next month and Josh has agreed to pay for part of the ticket to the gig.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then I'm basically going to ask family and friends if they want, they can chuck in. That'll be that'll be my birthday present this year.
You know what this sounds like? When you're in primary school and it's like jump rope for heart or something,
yeah.
And you go around to all your family and you're like, can you put $2 in?
That's the thing. Normally, under normal circumstances, the family ask, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, I don't need anything. I don't know. Nah, I'm being selfish this year. This is what I want.
So good, man.
Brilliant.
Oh,
okay. Hey.
You won't see me in October.
I want you to go for a week.
No.
That is my.
Not gonna happen.
Why not?
I won't have the annual leave.
You want to fly into another country in and out. I just think, what a waste of time.
The thing is, I've always wanted to do it, though, do the fly-in, fly-out for a gig. I've never done it overseas. I've done it interstate. I haven't done it overseas yet.
Anyway, this is still up for debate.
Okay.
I'm gonna
Dad's not letting me go.
I'm working on getting you to go for longer because
I'm going by myself though, that's the thing. Josh
you've got all your mates
me.
There.
Yeah, but they're gonna be going back
anyway,
to their job.
There's
so.
A new development. You're calling Crevo Daddy now.
Yeah.
It's a
good morning.
Things just got weird.
Good morning.
Hey,
great.
How are you, Mummy? Are you doing well, Mummy? what's happening, Jess? Good day. Yesterday, anything special happened?
Not really. No. Very
You've been bringing your dog a lot lately.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it.
Any resistance from other staff members yet? Because there's always the whinger. Oh, wow, why is she bringing her dog to work?
The whinger hasn't come forward yet. I just can't bring myself to leave him in the bathroom at home where he'll tear up toilet paper and puppy pads.
Yeah, bring him in.
If anyone whinges, I'll have words.
Okay.
He makes my day. I love him.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
Security Meg.
Good morning. How's your Friday?
Yeah, really well. And Jess, you'll never get complaints from me. I loved having little Alfie in my studio yesterday.
See, you need to bring Henry.
Henry would tear this place up. And you know what? Dogs are better than most people, so
absolutely.
I'm happy for it.
Excellent.
Really positive here on this show.
Yeah.
We're playing Lads versus Lasses up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. This is fantastic. The Lasses are a bee's dick ahead right now on 5 points. The Lads on 4. Playing today for a double pass to Event Cinemas Qatar Gold Class.
Mm. You want those Gold Class tickets for the weekend, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. One guy, one girl, 13-10-09.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
All right, if you would like free tickets to, in fact, to go along to Event Cinemas in Gold Class to see a movie of your choice, you can call now, 13-10-09. We are looking for one guy and one girl this morning to play. Lasses, guys, are ahead, Meg, by 1 point.
Yes, that's the
five,
way it should be.
To the Lads, just behind on 4.
It would be nice to square it up, make it a bit even for the first couple of weeks, and then we just smash it heading into the year.
Well,
that's
not
the plan.
I don't know about that. That might be your plan. I've got other plans.
And what do those plans include, Greg?
They involve the Lads getting really far ahead. Yeah, exactly. Let's get Steve on the line to start things off. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good, mate. Just on my way to work.
Yeah, nice one. All right. Well, Gold Class tickets are what's on the line, plus a point and the glory of winning, of course. Let's get into your questions. And number one, Cardi B has a long-running feud with which other female rapper?
Rihanna?
Good guess, not it. It's Nicki Minaj. All right, number two. What brand makes the women's razor called Venus?
Gillette.
That is correct. One on the board. Good work. I knew the lads were going to do well today. All right, number three. What would you use bio oil for?
Hair?
Oh, no, it's for reducing scars, unfortunately.
Right on the boards, pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Right now, you're winning, so hang tight.
Bio oil is so good.
It is. It's really
it is
good.
Great.
Can I just
put it on my big fat tiger marks all the time?
The only thing is, make sure you put it on well before you go to bed, because it will put a mark on your sheets.
It will.
It is. Do you have experience?
Yes.
What are you using bio oil for?
Not me, Emmy.
What are you using it for?
Emmy.
Is it one of those, like, oh, what's around to do this? Oh.
To reduce scars.
We're out of the four seasons.
There's only one thing to reduce scars, and that's bio oil.
Hey, ladies, we still need someone on 13 10 09. So I think, what's the rule? The 10-second rule?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So if we don't get a lass...
A new Steve
it's gonna
was going to win
gonna
today.
Be a
I just knew it. I knew he was doing well.
We're going to do a countdown, 10...
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No. Here we go. Let's see who this is. New FM, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, good. Who are you?
Narelle.
Narelle.
Hey, Narelle.
Oh,
Narelle.
Happy Friday, Narelle.
Hi.
All right, you keen to win some gold class tickets, babe?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right, let's get into this. Question one, what does the brand ARB make?
Oh, airbags.
No, four-wheel drive accessories. Question two, what are rhino racks?
A chrono rack?
A rhino rack.
Oh, that's a thing for the roof.
Yes,
yeah,
roof
we'll
rack.
Give you that.
Well
roof
done. Racks. Okay, question three, this is for the win as well. Multiple choice, what is roof flashing used for? Is it A, keeping water away from walls, B, making your roof look flashy, or C, giving your roof a finished look?
I'd say C.
No, it's A.
Correct. Oh, I'm
all right.
Sorry. Steve.
No,
we've got a tiebreaker coin toss.
He didn't take it out.
Here we go.
Not an instant win there.
Oh my God. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Give it to Narelle.
Okay, Narelle. Heads or tails for the win?
Oh, let's go heads.
It's heads.
Yeah, the girls. Yeah. Thank you, Narelle.
Off to gold class, Narelle. Congratulations.
Well done.
Woohoo!
Yeah, get involved.
Weekend date night for Narelle.
Yep, see you, Narelle.
Or just Narelle's like, I've got my tickets. I have no more use for you guys.
Hey, up next, I'm getting in early for Valentine's Day. I'm a gift prepper, if you will.
A gift prepper?
Yeah, you've like got a bunker full of the stuff.
Well, it's more the fact that I like to have a couple of weeks to get stuff in the bank, especially with postage being really horrible at the moment. And I've come across this really cool website called Love Layla, and they've got really, really cute Valentine's Day cards. But they've also got really, really filthy Valentine's Day cards. So I'm going to send you guys a link next to have a look to... Help me pick one out for Josh.
Oh, this is good. I'm excited about this.
So, do you enjoy giving novelty gifts to Josh? Do you, like, exchange those quite regularly?
Every so often, yeah. Yeah, but this is just a Valentine's Day card.
Just a
so,
card.
Yeah, if it's a bit cutesy, a bit lame, it works.
Oh, I thought the dirty, though.
The filthy, aren't they?
See, I like the lame ones because we are very pun-focused in our relationship.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see these. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
Sometimes I feel like I have to go all out for Valentine's Day, and I know I shouldn't because it's also my birthday on Valentine's Day as well.
You note that down because I am the worst with birthdays.
Yeah, Meg, note it down.
You'd think, though, I wouldn't have to put in any effort for Valentine's Day considering it is my birthday.
Yeah, it should be, I'd say, out of those two, birthday trumps.
Birthday trumps Valentine's Day, clearly. But I always try and go out of my way. And I found this website called Love Layla. And they do, like, really cutesy Valentine's Day cards. But they also do really filthy Valentine's Day cards. I wanted to get your gauge on this, what you think Josh might like. I think, Maddie, you've met Josh once.
Yeah.
Crevo, you're yet to meet him. So,
haven't yet met him.
But you know he's a bit of a nerd. You know, that's pretty much...
Wow, what a shining endorsement.
That's pretty much, Meg. Like,
yeah.
And how it goes.
Okay. All right. All right, so he likes gaming and
stuff.
He
likes gaming. He loves Star Wars and Dungeons and Dragons and all that kind of stuff. But
excellent.
So I've come up with a couple of ideas. I want to go for the kind of cutesy ones, but you guys think I should go for the filthy ones. So I'm going to give the cutesy ones. You guys give the filthy ones and we'll come to
hang on. I see what you do here, man. Yeah. You're trying to get us into trouble.
Paint us
and
out as bad guys.
How about we pick the sweet ones?
I've already got my sweet ones picked up.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Look, I'll just kick things off right here. The novelty card, new for 2022. It says, "F you see me harder than 2021 did." I think that's perfect, actually.
I've got a couple but that I don't really understand. Maybe you help me understand them. Do you want to do your cute ones first,
though?
Yeah,
well, it's not really cute, but it's like, I love you with all of my ass. I would say my heart, but my ass is bigger.
Okay. Well, there
Very
we
classy.
Go.
Very classy.
It is classy. Stylish.
Yeah.
Go on, Creevo.
I've got this one. Now, I don't know. I don't quite know what's going on here. Maybe you guys can help me out. It says, "There are 27 bones in my hand. Want to make it 28? Maybe is that like a chicken bone
Maybe
or something?
Maybe he wants to hold one of my fingers or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Know?
Like a way of holding hands.
I like this one. I'm addicted to you.
Oh, that's nice.
That's cute.
That's very cute. That's
they
cute.
Spelt addicted wrong, though. There's have a K they? In there. I'm pretty sure it shouldn't have a K in there.
No, that's weird.
Oh, the editor is stuffed up there somehow.
Definitely.
One of the ones I want is together forever, but do you have to breathe so effing loud?
Is he a loud breather, Josh?
Sometimes. More the snoring, to be honest.
Okay.
But I thought, you know what? Get a bit of a jab in there in the Valentine's Day card. Thought that might be a good idea.
This one I feel like is the reality for you, Meg.
Yeah?
Want to Netflix and fall asleep by 9 p.m?
Well, when you do breakfast radio, you do fall asleep.
Oh, no, this one's for you. This one's for
sorry.
You.
Yeah?
You're my favourite person to be antisocial with.
That's definitely the one.
That could work. That could work. If you found any more Creevo that you might appeal
to
Josh.
You can do whatever you want to me tonight, so use your 3 minutes wisely. I'm not sure what that's about either, but hey.
Hey, Jess, do you and your partner exchange Valentine's gifts and cards and all that gear?
Not really.
Is he like a 50 roses type guy? Or
no.
What's the most romantic thing he's ever given you?
He showed up on my birthday with a huge bunch of flowers and a puppy.
Well, that's hard to beat that.
That's a winner.
That's pretty good.
That's a pass for 5 years, I feel.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Because you get the platinum pass to never having to buy a gift again.
In Jess's books, only 2 years.
What about you, Jackson? Do you and Andy swap gifts?
No, not really. We're not gift people.
Is there like nothing on Valentine's Day?
No. We don't even celebrate it.
Aww.
Really?
Yeah. But this is the thing. Everyone goes, oh, really? Have you seen my life? We're out every weekend celebrating our lives. Like, do you know what I mean?
Good call.
Absolutely right. The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Psst. Have you guys seen any of the good stuff? Any rats? I just need a rat, a single rat. It's very hard to get. These things are like finding gold at the moment. And so much so there's dedicated websites set up to it. Maddie, you weren't feeling well on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And you messaged me, hey, Creevo, you know where I can get a rat? I'm like, beats me. Those things are like finding a diamond at the end of the rainbow.
It's like messaging a burner phone.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't let anyone else know. If you see one, don't tell anyone else.
If you see it, don't say.
I ended up tracking one down. I had to drive over 20K to Heatherbury to a very tiny Metro Petroleum in the back streets. And they had single rats for $20.
Behind the counter, the smokes.
Were they hidden behind the actual
the roller
counter?
Door?
No, don't have
them on display.
No, I don't know where they were. In a safe. They came out from a back room.
When I walked in, he goes, are you the guy that called for the rat? Okay,
yes. I'm going to hook you up. $20 of your hard-earned cash, no receipts.
$40K return trip, though.
And $20 out of pocket.
For a negative bloody test result.
Like you said...
Not that I want COVID.
No, but still...
If you're going to go out of your way to get it, you at least want a positive result.
This is what we want to go through here. 13109, have you had trouble with this situation? How far have you gone... And how much have you paid for a rat? Can you beat 20 Ks and $20?
The Novos. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spread.
Yeah, it feels like almost you have to go and do a back alley deal to get a rat these days. It's so hard. In fact, you have to drive over 20 kilometres at night to a petrol station and pay $20 for one rat test.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, hey?
Crazy.
I'm kind of thankful because only a couple of weeks ago, there was another Metro Petroleum, I won't say where it is, in town somewhere, charging $70 for two.
That's
so there was
a bit much.
It has the prices have come down
a lot. Yeah.
But man, if you need one at night before work the next day, it's almost impossible because a lot of places I've found just through calling a million places, getting stock at like, you know, 6-7 in the morning and there are people lined up probably
ready
now,
to buy
for their rats. Yeah.
Yeah, so of course there is the findarat.com.au, which I have up now. And around Newcastle, very few dots. If you got, like, the dots show where they're possibly available, because these are not confirmed.
It's like a four-hour window or something. Like, they put it on the website 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
The possibility they won't have any left by the time you get there.
So from where we are, the closest is there's reports of them being in Charlestown at a chemist warehouse. There's a low stock report of Metro Petroleum once again. I don't know how they've gotten in on this whole deal, but Metro Petroleum seems to be smashing it at Warners Bay. But that's a low stock alert. And on these, there's report. You can report them as being wrong or fake.
Oh,
so it's possible that there's people doing fake rat reports to like throw you off the scent of the real rats.
Possibly businesses putting they have them, so you go there, and then they don't have them,
and then you buy
you buy something else anyway.
You buy an ice cream and some petrol while you're there because you have to drive so far to get there.
It's so funny, before Christmas though, because I went into a chemist and they were doing deals, buy five packs of five and you got a discount if you bought the five packs.
Oh my god, it's a different time now.
Because they had so many, they had excess, and then about 3 days after that, they're like, we just don't have them anymore. They're gone.
Like everything during this pandemic, Newcastle once again gets the bloody bum end of the stick, dirty, shitty stick. We had no vaccines.
Yeah.
We couldn't get appointments for months on end. Yep. The rest of the state was fully vaccinated and us poor schlums were still waiting, unvaccinated, and now we don't have rat tests.
Mm.
Have a look at the map. Have a look at Sydney.
Oh, there's heaps.
It's insane.
Sydney and Melbourne, so many. And good luck if you're out Melbourne or Currieway or something. There's just, like, none.
Nothing.
There's a couple of low-stock locations, but, you know, low-stock means they're probably already gone.
Yeah.
Well, you were mentioning there is an ad, and I did read an article that some free rat tests are hitting the market very soon.
Mm.
As of next week, I'm pretty sure that you can just go to your government testing facility if you've got symptoms or a close contact and get a free rat, which is
What is needed.
Absolutely.
It needs to hurry up and happen.
Yeah.
Well, after 8 o'clock today, we're actually chatting to Chris Minns, who is the state opposition leader here in New South Wales. I'm sure he's got a lot to say about these free rats and kids going back to school with COVID and stuff, so we'll ask him about.
We'll get into it and find out what's going on.
All right, we'll do it after the news at New FM Plus. What's the goss up next at New FM? Mitch Jackson.
Yeah, let's talk about Martha Stewart. She's opened up about why she left Sir Anthony Hopkins. I didn't know these two dated, but she's revealed the reason they broke up in the 90s. Also, too, Twilight nearly was a different movie. They nearly cast completely different people. I'll play you the audio for the reason why.
The Novos. Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Yeah. What's the reason?
Coronavirus.
But
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Hey, producer Jackson. Good morning. What's happening?
Good morning. Let's talk about Twilight because, of course, we know Robert Pattinson and, oh my God, I'm having a mind blank now. Kristen Stewart. Yes, that's the one. Forgettable. She was obviously the face of like the vampire girl and everyone was like, oh, I want to be Bella. I want to be Bella. Almost didn't happen though because the Twilight director's done a podcast overnight, released it and explained that they had issues in the lead up. So when they were doing testing for the roles, the fact that Robert Pattinson was so much older than her and she was 17 and they had so much sexual chemistry.
Kristen was like, it has to be Rob, you know, but I could tell they had a lot of chemistry and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I thought Kristen was 17. I don't want to get in some illegal thing. So I remember I told Rob, you know, by the way, Kristen is 17. In our country, it's illegal. And he's like, oh, okay, whatever. You know?
Well, that advice was taken note of, wasn't it? They ended up together.
Yeah, they dated, didn't they, for a long time?
Yeah, and then she cheated on him, and now she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's married, isn't she?
Engaged.
Engaged.
Yep.
Oh, good on her in the end, I guess.
In the end. Rough trot to get there.
I was never a fan of Twilight. I'll
really?
Yeah.
I loved Twilight back in the day.
Let's be honest around the team, Prevo. Oh, I guess you can join this conversation.
Oh, thanks. No, I appreciate it.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are we fans of our Pats?
No.
Do we find him
hated
hot?
Him. No. No.
I like him. I think he's good.
I don't know. He looks like an average guy. I don't know. He looks all right.
An average guy. He's all right.
No, but I was never keen.
I mean, he's no Brad Pitt.
Yeah, and he's British. But anyway,
what have you just got against Brits, Jackson?
Everything's brown and dreary, and they like train spotting. It's just weird to me.
That one guy on TikTok looks at a bunch of trains, and then Jackson tarnishes the whole country.
That guy on TikTok that looks at trains, turns out it's all fake.
Well, no, he's genuine, but did you see that he's hanging out with a Jonas brother and also too, he just done the new Burberry Cross something campaign? So he's like a fashion model now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's making
the
bank.
The North Face.
He's the face of
the North Face. Fun fact about Twilight, this place was actually throwing out a Twilight record once that was still in the seal, and I said, I'll take it. So they said, all right, here we go. It's worth a couple of grand.
Ooh, what a win. That's so awesome.
Like, nice.
Thank you, suckers.
Making bank.
Martha making Stewart, money. Let's move on to her. I did not know that Martha Stewart dated Sir Anthony Hopkins. Did you know this back in the 90s? Anyway, really interesting reason that she broke up with him.
I dated Sir Anthony Hopkins, but broke up with him because I couldn't stop thinking of him as Hannibal Lecter. I have a big, scary house in Maine, way by itself on 100 acres in the forest, and I couldn't even imagine taking Anthony Hopkins there. I couldn't, because all I could think of was him eating, you know.
Oh.
Is that a reason to break up with somebody because of their character?
Well, obviously. For her.
But sometimes you do look at certain people and you only think of them in that light.
Yeah, that's true. Do you know what? It's like when you have a dream about someone and then you come to work the next day and you just don't trust them or like them for about a month.
Purely from the dream. Also, maybe it could be to do with, like, you know, maybe she's been hanging out with Snoop Dogg a bit and then there's like she eats a couple of cookies and then goes, you know what? I don't think I want to take him to the house in Maine.
Well, you know what's interesting? Anthony Hopkins dodged a bullet because she went to prison, so.
That's true.
Very true. How long did she go to prison for in the end?
9 months or something.
Yeah, I think it was about a year.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I reckon she would have been top dog. I don't know if anyone's watched Wentworth, but in the first season, there's a woman called Jax. And I reckon that she would have been like that.
Just in there, in charge of everything.
Stabbing people with pens.
I can make your prison ramen much better.
He tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Sounds like an Oscar.
This is my What's the Goss, Matthew. Let's not play little audio clips of Matt Preston on MasterChef.
More like Pete Evans. I'm like, actually, he doesn't eat meat.
No, that's right. He's off it now. How strange.
The Novos. Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
New FM.
So I was having a chat to a friend of mine a couple of days ago who recently got married. She had a very small wedding. It was meant to be a big wedding, but it all got postponed due to COVID and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, I had to go. She goes, oh, yeah, some people showed up who I didn't expect to. I'm going, what do you mean? She goes, well, I made the decision to have a dry wedding, so no booze at her wedding under any circumstances. And a few people turned around to her and said, well, if there's no grog, I'm not coming.
They are smart people.
Really?
Well, if it's only a small wedding, it's just going to be your close friends.
Well, she made the argument saying she didn't want people drunk at her wedding and not remembering it. That was her thing. She went, I want people at my wedding to be there for the moment, to see us celebrate our love. I understand it because I'm in the midst of not planning the wedding but the engagement party. There's going to be grog at the engagement party, but I kind of get the idea of not having grog at a wedding. It's not imperative to me.
Why else? Those moments are all lovely and beautiful and just once in a lifetime, several times for some people.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's for the couple. Nobody else there watching them cares about that. People that go to weddings need to be lubricated to sit through hours of watching other people, you know, be happy.
So you would never have a dry wedding?
No.
Crevo? No. You're engaged.
Yeah, I wouldn't personally. No. But,
you see the appeal to it, though, by any chance?
I can see, but make sure that's in the invitation because I might not go. If it was someone very close to me, I'll still go.
But so but the if it was pure a periphery fact friend, of booze not being at a wedding is enough to make you not want to go.
If it was a periphery friend, like somebody that's not close, like an acquaintance, sometimes you get invited to a big wedding, and if I knew there was nothing to drink there, I'd be like, I might be busy that weekend.
You're there to see them, you're there to celebrate.
Yeah, if it's a close friend, then yes, I'll still go. Bit boring, but whatever. Right.
This is how I split it up. 40%, you're there to see the happy couple tie the knot. 40% you're there for the free grog, and the other 20 is for the food.
Wedding food's never that good.
Well, that's why I put
be
it
fair.
Last.
To be fair. So
at the end of the line.
13, 10, and 9, would you consider not going to a wedding if there were no booze?
What do you think, Jess? Are you all for this?
See, the problem I has is that I would like a drink, you know? I like a bit of a bevy, so I would not want to have a bevy at my wedding.
Would you not go to someone's wedding, Jess, if they didn't have grog on the menu?
As Crevo said, periphery friend, close friend, yeah.
Wow.
Jackson, your thoughts?
Me.
See, any wedding I'm going to, I'm only going to be polite and to get boozed up. So if you say like dry wedding, RSVP, absolutely not.
So if I had a dry wedding, you wouldn't come?
I'd probably not. I'd send you like a really nice card and make a very sizable contribution to your wishing well.
Okay, that's fine then.
See?
Problem solved. You're contributing, that's fine.
I would come, but
So if we hadn't worked together for 5 years, we'd barely seen each other in 5 years, and I invited you to my wedding and there was no grog, you'd still come?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, I would, but there's always
an asterisk with this. What?
No, but like if we work closely with you and, you know, we're friends. Yeah. So
I'd bring a flask.
The Novos. Weddings, boozeless weddings, in fact, and whether or not you would go to one if that was on the invitation.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Nah.
It's a no from you. I said I'd go, but it would have to be someone close. Okay. Someone very close.
Well, a friend of mine, she did have a very small wedding recently that she decided to have as a dry wedding, as they call it. And a couple of people showed up who originally said they weren't going to go because there was no grog. I'm engaged. I'm thinking possibly, you know what, maybe a good idea, because I like the idea of people not being absolutely sloshed on mine and Josh's day.
Save a lot of money.
That was the main other thing, because I'm a tight ass, so I don't want to pay for other people's grog.
You save a lot of money.
Be honest,
like maybe that's a big part of a wedding budget.
Yeah,
I think.
Absolutely. We're asking on 13, 10, and 9. Would you go to someone's wedding if it was a dry wedding?
All right, let's go to the phones. Mel is first up. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Going well, Mel. Boozeless weddings. What are your thoughts on those?
See, I'm not a big fan because I need a little bit of liquid courage for my animal to come out at a wedding. Okay. So I'm pretty boring without the little sippy.
Okay, so tell us about what your animal looks like when your spirit animal arrives at this wedding.
Okay, so beforehand it's like the sloth trying to crawl across the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I come out, I'm dancing, I'm laughing. I'm like one of those really annoying bees that doesn't leave you alone.
you become buzzing around.
See, I don't want that Absolutely. Kind of person at my wedding.
Oh, Mel,
yes,
what about poor Mel?
No problem.
Hey, Mel, how many pairs of heels have you broken at weddings over the years?
I've learnt to wear flats. I fell over once and I nearly broke my ankle, and that was the end of heels at weddings for me.
Oh, just wear wedges. Real, don't break.
Real talk though, Mel. Like, take away the fun aspect of weddings. Like, if a really good friend of yours invited you and said, "Hey, look, no booze allowed," would you still go, or would you find an excuse to get out of it?
I would go, but I'm telling you, I would be one down before I got there.
Yeah.
Oh. The old prinking.
Preload.
Mel, non-negotiable for you.
Yeah.
I love it.
Excellent. Lisa is up next. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Really good. Would you go to a boozeless wedding?
I would, but I would actually put a cat in a bag on before I went, fill it with bourbon and just have the opposite now and again.
Prevo just said he'd take a flask, so maybe you two can go to a wedding together, share the flask.
Well, no. We could. I could fill it with bourbon. She wouldn't know.
I'm just...
have a Coke all night. I'll be nice and merry by the end of it.
Well, let me tell you, there's no flasks around Lisa. Creva, you'll be sharing the catheter bag.
I'm not sharing. I have my own flask. What if we don't like the same brand of bourbon?
Well... Doesn't matter.
You know what, Lisa?
Down it.
Lisa, I'm struggling to understand what your favourite drink is. Are you on the?
If I'm on the way and it's boozeless, I'll go bourbon. But if it's got booze, I'll drink
beer. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Are you a Woodstock girl?
Oh, not really.
What's your poison?
Anything. Anything really. As long as I'm married by the end of it.
Hey, good.
Yeah. What a
lovely
Lisa.
Well, if you're going to fill a catheter full of bourbon, just drink responsibly.
Please do. But have a good time while you're doing it.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
So I can't expect to have a lot of people at my wedding by the sounds of it.
Meg,
if it's a dry wedding.
I feel like this is the wrong town to have a boozeless wedding.
Yeah, I think so.
Just by the sounds of it. Let's do a bit of a throwback next because we want to talk Nikki Webster. Now, she doesn't really make the news a whole bunch. You know, she did that Olympics thing, had a couple of songs out, and then if you ever drove around certain parts of Sydney, you would have seen that she has a dance studio, I think, isn't it?
On the Central Coast, I think.
There's one in Sydney as well. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that's a little business.
Don't you love that Creeper knows that?
Well, it was on a road like near where I used to live. So
sure. You didn't Google that at all.
No, I didn't. She's now doing business with Boost Juice. This is a weird combination. We're going to talk more about it up next.
The Novos.
And we are talking Nikki Webster now.
I'm not ashamed.
Connie, you were singing this.
Yeah. I love it. It's
rare that we get to talk Nikki Webster because she hasn't really been in the news that much for the last 20 or so years.
She was in the news a little bit 2 years ago with the 20th anniversary of the 2000 Olympics.
Yeah, a little
but
bit.
That was about it.
Not much,
did
really.
Did an interview every day for a block of like 2 weeks and just nothing.
Probably, you know, got a couple of streams on Spotify.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Kylie.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? 20 years. Yeah, it was such an iconic moment. All that sort of stuff. We get it, right? She's back now, though, with a new business. So she's getting in with Boost Juice. And, of course, you know, they're capitalising on her biggest hit. And they've brought out the Straub's Kiss, which is, of course, a strawberry-based Boost Juice. The photo of her, though, in her 40s.
Is she 40?
No, but it looks like it, you know. No, she's...
Oh, Creeper.
Oh, I didn't actually mean to say that like that.
Do you know what? Look at him backtrack now. Yes, you did. What are you trying to say? She looks really old and haggard in that photo.
No, she doesn't actually. She looks quite good. there with her boost juice and a strawberry type dress. It's quite interesting that she's, I guess, teamed up with Boost. They've obviously must have reached out to her, right?
Do you know what it is about Nikki Webster, why seeing her at that age is, like, feels weird?
Yeah, because...
It's because she's one of those rare people whose, like, face has never really changed from being a child. Like, you look back on photos of yourself as a kid. I look completely different.
So do I.
But Nikki...
Her hair is identical exactly as well.
Absolutely.
It's just incredible. And look, you know, good on her for getting another business thing off the ground.
Do you think she's getting you a bit of money out of this?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
She'd be quite well paid for that because she doesn't take many opportunities.
No.
Right? She doesn't take many sponsorships or anything like that.
She released a song in 2008 called Devilicious, which I thought was actually really underrated. Very good club song.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll listen to that in the break.
Yeah, that's a treat that I didn't live realize existed.
Nikki Webster is 34 years old.
34. Hey,
she's only about a year or two older than me.
Well, yeah. Wow. There you go.
Oh, make sure you look your best, Meg. Yeah. Prevo minor.
Yeah. Oh, no. What I misread was when...
Next month, Meg? 40? Oh.
What I misread is when... Because obviously they're talking about getting her... When the games come to Brisbane, getting her back. She'll be then 45.
Oh.
When they return. Do you think they'd get her back out for...
I think that's...
Like a cameo?
No.
Nah.
Imagine she wears, like, the same dress as an adult.
Now that's dumb. It's possible it happened, though.
Thank you for that update.
Good on her, though, I guess.
Get a strawberry kiss up here.
Yeah, exactly.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
Hey guys, coming up next, I want to talk about you, Meg, for a second.
Yeah.
Now, look, those that don't know, I am obsessed with Star Wars.
Mm.
Now, call me a nerd, Jackson, I can see you screwing up your face without even seeing you.
The funny thing is, you say that, but Crevo's the one who wears the Star Wars gear to work.
Yeah, but I'm a bigger Star Wars nerd than Crevo.
Okay.
Crevo's like a fake fan. He wears the shirts, watches a couple of things, and he's a poser. Fan.
I've watched all the movies at some point.
Have you watched all the TV shows?
Some.
Yeah.
See, Mandalorian and whatnot.
Yeah, I've watched some of that. I'm probably 90% up to date.
90% up to date. I am 100% up to date.
And you're on like fan pages, reading theories.
Yeah. Sometimes you're sitting here playing the Star Wars game on your phone.
Don't out me.
You're outing yourself.
Yeah. I'm wagging. Interesting, Meg. I've heard a couple of comments from over the last few months. Oh, Star Wars. Oh, my fiance Josh loves Star Wars. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I think Star Wars is the greatest cinematic film series of all time. I think it's just awesome. Now, I want to put something to you next, Meg.
Okay.
All right. I want to educate you with Star Wars. Josh, your fiance is going to love me for this because apparently he, like, tries to get you involved, yeah, all the time.
He tries and I know better. So.
So you like Sex in the City.
I do.
And that's about it.
So Meg's I found out yesterday, Meg's only watched one Star Wars movie, which was The Phantom Menace, which is the worst Star Wars
movie. This is exactly what he said as well.
Yeah, that's the worst of all of them. That big floppy Jar Jar thing, whatever it's called, is terrible.
Me's so clumsy.
Me's so the worst character in any movie ever.
I've got a proposition for you next, Meg.
Okay.
We're going to do something on this show. Crevo and I are going to educate you once and for all.
All right.
After Vance Joy, we're going home. Are we on some, like, weird, like, nerd radio station? Like, what? I'm judging myself right now. Yeah. But, hey, I'm a nerd.
The Novos.
Yes.
Not in particularly, no.
You are sitting in the studio with two fairly big Star Wars fans.
I live with one. That's bad enough.
You're just surrounded by it and you're just...
I can't escape it.
Resisting.
You can't. Stop.
All of these years.
Stop resisting.
I'm assuming that's a Star Wars thing. I don't know.
Now, people either love or hate Star Wars.
Yeah.
I don't know why people hate it so much when they are like you, Meg, only, have only invested maybe half an hour
I watched
half
the whole
movie. Into
I got
the
dragged
whole thing.
To it at Glendale. What was a Greater Union back in the day? I really wanted to go watch a movie about a, like a gorilla or something.
So wait, you watched it in 1999 when it came
yeah,
out?
Yeah, at the cinema.
Oh, Meg. Oh, we need to start again.
No, we do not.
Yeah, we do.
Absolutely not.
What we thought we would do here, and I was chatting to Krivo about this yesterday, is we want to do a Star Wars movie marathon with you.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, this needs to be done because you need... what you got
to
realize
you
is...
You need to understand, I just don't like it.
What you,
we'll make
what you
like.
Have to understand about it is that Star Wars is actually an... It's an epic. So you have to get an idea of the entire story as a whole in order to like comprehend how good it is and appreciate it.
So
watching
it's not like
one
wine or something. It's
yes,
just,
it
it's
is
a movie,
Meg,
or a bunch of movies,
and it does get better with time.
That's right.
9 movies in total.
Oh, God, this is hell.
Now. I'm just thinking of the mechanics. We'll, like, we can go to my house, we can go to your house, we can go to Krivo's house, wherever. Krivo's like, no, you're not coming to mine. we'll do this Star Wars marathon. Now, I'd be almost keen to do all 9 in a row.
That's too many. Isn't that like 30 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
I'm open to options. Maybe... we can do, like, a trilogy at a time, because there are 3 trilogies in the Skywalker saga.
That's
of course
right.
there are,
the
because why wouldn't there be?
The prequels, the originals, and the sequels, which I hate. So we don't have to... Oh, we
need watch to do it.
Full picture.
Yeah.
But I just thought, what
why
a great bonding
why do you want to make
experience.
Me suffer?
I just thought, what a great bonding
what have
experience.
I done to you to deserve this?
I've been watching Sex and the City, Megan.
But you enjoy
like
that.
I do, but that doesn't matter.
No,
that's
yes, it does.
The point.
As okay.
What do I get out of this? Out of curiosity? Because
get,
I'm not going to enjoy this.
No, you get
you damn well know that.
Meg, what you get is a new appreciation for some of the greatest cinema work of all time.
It's going to make me hate guts.
No, it won't.
Yeah. You,
because what will happen is, after a short amount of time, maybe the first 10 minutes, you'll start to love it. And after that, then you'll realize, oh my God, guys, you're so helpful to me. Thank you for helping me in realizing how good this is. And then you'll love it, and then you'll be thankful that we've given you the greatest gift of all time, which is the appreciation of Star Wars.
Do you know what
the
I
fact
it's
that you
very
have
simple.
To, the fact that you have to sell this
no,
so
no,
much
no, no, no.
proves to me how bad
will
it actually
you,
is.
I need, first of all, an agreement. Will you?
All right, it? Done. Fair enough. Okay, agreement sorted.
Hang on a minute.
Is your fiance up and about right now?
No.
He's
no,
not.
No, he would not be. He doesn't start work for a while.
He's okay. in bed. I was just going to call him, but look no. at Meg backtracking there.
What?
He's like, don't call him. I don't
you,
need
you
another
You can call
person
him. He won't answer
me.
The phone, though.
Does he have a voicemail?
Yes.
Can I have his number, please?
Yes,
we're going to let
can.
Him know that we oh. finally managed
to convince Meg
to convince Meg that
to watch
Hold on.
All 3 trilogies of Star Wars.
There you go.
All right.
He might answer. You never
I
know.
I doubt that.
Never know. Only one way to find out. Let's get him on the phone. Don't.
He's going to hate you, though, because he's been trying to convince me of this for years, and then you guys in, what, 3 minutes?
Dialed is not in service.
Oh, what a shame.
Please check the
No.
Hang
no,
on
no,
a second. No. Must have dialed it wrong.
I feel like they've disconnected the phones here during this show so we don't make these calls, because
yeah.
every time I have been lately,
it's just not working.
It's not work.
Well, I'll let him know. I'll pass
let
the message along that I have
agreed.
I will agree.
Yay! We got there in the end. Eventually.
All right, well, we'll start off with the prequels maybe in the next weekend or two.
Yeah, sounds good. Why not?
Are we into that?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, cool.
Excellent. Sorted. Let's do this next. $1,000. Let's try and give that away for a Friday. Yes, please. All you need to do is figure out what this sound is. Okay, Meg, smash something with a hammer, and if you know what it is and you get it right, you get $1,000 cash.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
We keep it easy for you to win money. All you need to do is identify what the smashed item is, and the money's yours if you get it right.
Yeah, let's do it. Meeting Tiffany from Argentine stay-at-home mum says she cannot wait for her kid to start kindy and says she's one of the loudest people you'll ever meet, describes herself as odd. Let's decide for ourselves if she's the loudest person we've ever met. Tiffany, hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Tiffany.
Yes, you are.
How are you this morning?
Good. What about you makes you odd, Tiffany?
Well, I'm really super, super loud and I fly kites.
You fly kites?
Yeah, it's
two
random kites.
So,
it's another plane.
What's the biggest kite you've got? Like, how many meters is the wingspan of it?
Oh, there's one that's about 3 meters.
Oh, that's awesome.
Big kite.
Wow, there you go.
Like
all right,
a big
Tiffany,
kite.
What do you think we've smashed with this hammer, babe?
I'm thinking like a 7.
A what, sorry?
Oh,
what
no.
a time to cut it.
Oh, Tiffany.
Tiffany,
are you there?
Aww. Tiffany.
Yeah? Yeah, we didn't hear your answer. What did you say?
It sounds like a can getting smashed out of the cupboard.
Incorrect. Sorry, Tiff.
Aww.
You're great. Enjoy the weekend. Call anytime, Tiff.
Thank you.
See you.
We love your loudness.
Yeah. Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah, so good,
love
guys.
Tiff.
Playing again before 9 o'clock this morning and after the news, we are chatting to the New South Wales opposition leader because, you know, old Dom didn't want to come on our show. So we're going to chat to the opposition leader, Chris Minns, in minutes, and we're going to talk all things COVID, going back to school, etc. next at New FM.
The Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
Here's the weekend. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
There is a lot of pressure on parents at the moment with kids going back to school possibly in the next couple of weeks or so. A lot of people don't really want to send their kids to school given the current climate in New South Wales. Apparently the plan is that they're returning as normal. People don't agree with it. I personally, if I had kids, I don't think I'd want to send them given what's going on right now.
Do you know what it feels like? It feels like there's a lot of promises without any plans in place at this point.
Nerve-wracking.
I know the Premier has come out and said, you know, it'll be fine. We'll put all the safety measures in place. What are the safety measures?
Mm. Exactly.
A lot of people, we just even heard in the news right just before, that parents are worried that the kids will be bringing COVID into the household.
Yeah.
So there needs to be, you know, some clearly outlined plans here. Because if you want to open up just like normal,
you need the plans in place.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
So we are speaking to New South Wales opposition leader Chris Minns next to get his thoughts on what's going on and how this is going to play out.
It's going to be interesting to see the other side of the coin here because I know, like, I don't know why on this show, but Liberal pollies don't like coming on here. We've invited the Premier multiple times, Gladys, Perrottet.
They've said no time after time, but that's all right.
Hey, we've put
Chris
the invite
Minns,
out.
Happy to come
Chris
on.
Minns
so,
is here.
The Novos.
Yeah, hot topic at the moment, sending kids back to school given the COVID situation in New South Wales at the moment. So we do have New South Wales opposition leader Chris Minns on the phone. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
That's
good.
First,
Yeah, right.
Hey, first things
you're
first.
You're having a coffee with ScoMo, Chris, at the moment. You guys must be great mates living in the same area.
We actually share, we share an electorate, so we overlap a little bit. But I'm going to let you in on, I've never seen him, actually.
I thought you were going to say we share a driveway there for a second. I was like,
or a coffee shop.
What a coincidence.
No, we don't. Never seen him around.
A lot in common.
Hey, first things first, you're a dad. How do you feel about the situation of sending kids to school at the moment?
Well, look, I mean, last year was such a disruptive year. I've got three kids. The youngest is going into kindergarten this year. We need to make sure that schools are operating. And, you know, the teachers' unions, whom I met with yesterday, have been very constructive and consultative with the government. We just need to make sure we do the preparation work. So the rapid antigen tests are available and there's enough teachers on deck to do what's a difficult job, but I think everyone agrees there's just way too much disruption last year and we've got to try and get this ship back on track.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, of course, the Premier is pretty much saying, day one, we want to be back, you know, running at full steam. Do you think that the government is prepared for this right now? Because at the moment, you know, you mentioned rapid antigen tests. I know here in Newcastle, man, we can't find any. And,
people are
nervous about, you know, protecting themselves and their families going back to school.
Look, I am concerned about it, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I mean, the ACCC came out yesterday and said that one test in some areas cost $100. $100 to get a single, you know, rapid antigen test. So for many people, they're too expensive or not available or both. And we need to make sure we get it right. And our big concern is, I think, public hospitals and preparation for the healthcare system has been abysmal in New South Wales over the last month. We can't repeat those mistakes when it comes to schools.
Now, when school does go back, do you think they'll have those tests ready?
Well, we understand that there's about 3.5 million that have been delivered to New South Wales. The plan apparently is to have two, what they call surveillance tests per student. So effectively, each family per kid would get two tests. And they're supposed to take them through the week so that if you do get a positive test, you can get a bit of an early warning for that cohort to shut down or that classroom to be given, you know, close contact status, whereas the rest of the school can keep operating. It's a bit tougher for high schools because obviously there's a lot more intermixing amongst classes and, you know, they don't follow the same group through the entire day. But look, we recognise it's complicated and difficult, but we need to do everything we can perfectly, really, because the stakes are pretty high.
For your everyday guy or girl here in Newcastle who, you know, doesn't pay that much attention to politics, there's a lot of to and fro as to who is responsible for getting these rats into the community. Is it the federal government? Is it the state government? Is it both? Who should we be asking these questions to?
Look, I really think the questions need to go to Dominic Perrottet. And the reason for that is in the run-up to Christmas, he said, look, all restrictions have been removed, even masks in supermarkets, which I think most people were like, well, that's a small sacrifice for me to make in order to stop the spread. But the preparation wasn't done to make sure that we could deal with the rising case numbers. So, you know, we'd have to be the only advanced economy in the entire world that didn't distribute rapid antigen tests for free, or at the very least put a price cap on it at the retail sale of them. So France, you can get them for £2. And in Singapore, the UK, the USA, they're free. The government just sends them out to everybody. And that hasn't happened in New South Wales. So we've had an absolute mess for the last few weeks.
Well, going back to the school subject as well, I was just thinking as well, with immunocompromised families who might feel a bit unsafe sending their kids back to school, do you think there should be something in place for them to be able to homeschool that they have in the last couple of years?
Well, obviously, parental discretion needs to be primary. And I think my sense, and I, you know, this isn't an academic study, but just talking to family and friends in my circle, most want to get their kids back into school, and as long as the precautions are put in place. But we've got schools right across New South Wales that obviously have to make provision and put provisions in place for those that are immunocompromised. And I think the education authorities are more than willing to accept that there are obviously exceptions to these rules. And, you know, we just have to be cognizant of that and make sure that we do the right thing there.
Do you think, Chris, there should be perhaps some mask mandates in place for when they all go back to school, especially, as you were saying, a lot harder in high school? Do you think that extra layer of protection would maybe help the whole situation?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. So in Victoria, they've had mask mandates for kids in years 4, 5, 6, and in New South Wales, it was for HSC kids in the higher band. My understanding is that's for discussion at the National Cabinet, because obviously we've got about 14 to 15% of children who've had one dose of the vaccine in New South Wales. But for those aged between 12 and 16, it's up around 78% for double vaccination rate. So obviously those that are more compromised and have the opportunity of getting the disease are those who don't have any vaccine at all. My advice to the New South Wales Premier is listen to Kerry Chan. I mean, she's been a bit of a champion for the last 2 years. She's been navigating these things very well. I'd be listening to her advice.
What I really liked about you when you became leader, Chris, was that you were, I guess, a little bit different to your regular type of opposition leader. You came in and you said, hey, I'm willing to work with the government. I don't want to be like a negative opposition, especially during these times. Now, obviously, we've seen the government change the whole stance and the whole, I guess, rollout of this freedom that we're now experiencing. But like, do you think the Perrottet government is doing a good job on this, or have they dropped the ball?
I really feel like they've dropped the ball, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, obviously, you expect me, the leader of the opposition, to say that. So I recognise people at home are probably rolling their eyes at the moment. But, you know, when I became leader of the Labor Party, Gladys Berejiklian was Premier. She guided the state for a year and a half prior to that through the COVID pandemic. She seemed to listen to expert advice, and it didn't seem very ideological. There wasn't a lot of, this is what we're going to do because we have to do it. It was more, it was more, well, this is what the experts say, and this seems like a common sense solution to a complicated problem. I feel like we've moved away from that over the last, since the new Premier took up the post, and it seems a lot more he knows better than the experts, and the decisions made to remove some of those restrictions on December 15 have been horrific for frontline workers, particularly nurses and paramedics and ambulance drivers. I mean, they've had a shocker, gone through hell for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
It's been awful. And, you know, the Premier was on TV only yesterday saying we have something like a capacity for 1,000 ICU beds, and we're currently only, like, utilising 20% of them or something. And I thought, man, they're stretched as it is right now.
That might be an absolute maximum in a, you know, dire situation, but you don't want to get to that point, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you got a situation in Sydney yesterday in Liverpool where cancer surgeries were cancelled because there was no ICU beds available. We had a 93-year-old woman who broke her hip, had to wait 13 hours for an ambulance to arrive. So, I mean, to suggest anything other than this is severe stress and strain on the health system is obviously incorrect, because, and I don't think it does justice to the people who are doing 6.5 shifts a week and absolutely going, you know, around the clock for us. They don't do enough money. You don't get paid anywhere near enough money for that kind of stress.
It's tone deaf, isn't it?
Hey, there he is, the state opposition leader, Labor leader Chris Minns. Thank you for joining us, mate. We really do appreciate it. It's very hard to get the likes of the Premier on the air, so we appreciate your time. And just before we let you go, final words to all the parents listening out there that are worried. What's your advice?
Look, the best thing that you can do is get your kid vaccinated. That's what I did this week. It works. If you look at the statistics around the world, vaccinated children have lower rates of hospitalisation, lower rates of ICU. If you're worried, go and get vaccinated. It's a fantastic thing.
Amen to that. There he is, Chris Minns. Thank you, sir. Enjoy your piccolo latte with ScoMo this morning. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. Talk about the Sharkies. See you, man.
See ya.
How good.
Yeah,
very interesting to get his insight. Especially around the school stuff, because he obviously, you know, him having kids and one of his parents was a headmaster in the past, so, you know, knows what he's... I feel like he knows what he's talking about around the education stuff.
He's not partisan. No. That's what I do like. As much as he's, like, you know, criticising the government, that's his job, but he's not doing it just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
You know?
So getting back to normal is crucial, but got to do it safely, basically, is what he's saying.
Yeah. Hey, guys, up next, we are going to catch up with a very special lady. Yesterday, last night, we gave away a $15,000 boat for New FM's Float Your Boat. She was absolutely ecstatic. We'll catch up with the winner next and see how she's feeling. She was very surprised.
Yes, when she got the phone call.
Couldn't believe it.
Welcome to summer.
New FM's 105 Days of Summer is getting hotter.
They've got a hot one for you.
New FM's $15,000 Float Your Boat.
Yeah, off we went yesterday afternoon to Terrace Boating and Leisure. What a great store it is. Man, if you are into marine and boating, let me tell you, this place is your paradise.
It looks like, even from the outside, you go, yeah, there's a lot of boats and stuff, but then It's a bit of an illusion. Like, when you go in, it's even bigger.
It is. 40 years experience as well amongst the team, which is incredible. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Well, of course, the big draw happened yesterday, and there was a giant boat there filled with balls with names on it. And, of course, Kriva, you did announce the winner.
I was going to say, I got much enjoyment watching you with the oar, just spinning all the balls around in the boat.
Yeah, I grabbed the oar that was part of the prize and went, this is a great ball scoop.
But now it's used. You might have to flip for another one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
This is the moment we called the winner to let them know they had just won a brand new boat.
It's the Novos here from UFM. You're the owner of a new boat. Congratulations.
Yay! Oh, I'm ecstatic. I'm shocked. I'm surprised. I'm like, you sure this is no prank?
No,
this is no prank.
Oh, my God.
What will this mean for you and your family? Tell us about your situation.
Yes. I've got my son. He's a mad fisherman. And I know he's just going to be wrapped. He's going to be tickled pink. Oh, my God. I'm just so over the moon. Thank you. I'm like, shocked.
Yeah, here she is right now, the winner of New FM's Float Your Boat, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did you sleep last night, Karen, knowing that you were going to pick up a brand new boat?
Oh, wow. I'm still coming to terms with the win.
He's still riding the high.
Hey, Karen, what did your son say when you told him? Have you delivered the good news yet?
Oh, he told me to say goodbye.
What?
He's gone on a long trip, eh?
Yes, his life will be on the water.
Yeah.
Wow.
Instead of sitting on the edge, he'll be in it now.
Oh, how good.
When did you last win something, Karen?
Oh, I won movie tickets.
What would you take, the movie tickets or a brand new Quintrex 400 Outback
Explorer? No, I'll take the boat, thank you.
You take the boat? Okay. Are you sure? You sure about that?
I am sure, thank you.
Now, next week, Wednesday, Australia Day, I know what you guys are doing. Have you made plans yet?
Yes, we're going to be heading down to the lake for a picnic with my friends and family and enjoying the boat.
Oh, my God, you're straight into it. It's so good.
Yes.
We did live stream this on Facebook. How many messages did you get after the announcement? Lots. Saying, oh, you know, I'm one of your good friends. Yeah.
A few extra calls over there. Yeah.
Oh, yes. My friend Chris, I literally thought she was pranking me. You know, like she said, I better hang up the phone now. They're going to call you now to say you've won the boat. And I literally just hung up and, yes, and you just called me.
Oh, that's so good.
Hey, congratulations. Enjoy the boat, Karen, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. There you go, guys. That is fantastic.
Float your boat done and dusted.
Yeah, and a big thank you to Terrace Boating and Leisure out at Heather Bray there. It is so
good.
Great. If you're thinking about going out onto the water, getting into boating, these guys are locals. They've got a lot of experience and very affordable.
They know everything, I've noticed.
It was good because, like, if you've never done boating, they even can give you, like, lessons and stuff.
Yeah, on how to get the boat in the water, what to do, what not to do as well, which is really cool.
See, if I tried to back a boat into the lake, the trailer would be in the car.
Float away.
It'd be one of those news stories where the car gets taken away as well.
Just float my car and boat and trailer and life.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Straight after us, Feel Good Friday with 105 minutes commercial free.
Sounds good, too. Oh.
Yes, it does.
A bit of Avril Lavigne. Yes. Meg, I knew you were going to like this. Maddie, I knew you were going to like this. How do you feel about this, Crevo?
Like it.
I love Avril. Yeah, you were a skater boy back in the day, weren't you, Crevo?
I've never ridden a skateboard before.
Could I teach you?
I'm just really concerned about falling over and smashing my teeth
I'll run alongside you and hold your hands.
Training wheels on the skateboard.
Yeah, does that exist?
We can make it exist for you.
Meg, you're dressed like her today.
Thank you. You're doing all this Shania. For me today, aren't you?
I feel like I am. It. I'm paying you back for all the gifts you've got me. She's on the way.
Oh.
Swedish House Mafia.
Good song.
Do you know these guys? Amazing. I feel like they've disappointed a lot of people with their new song with The Weeknd.
Yeah.
It just isn't really that good. This is like vintage Swedish House. Mm. Yeah. So good.
It was excellent.
Yeah. Oh, this still is. Good today. Thank
Very
you.
Very good. Up next with you as well, producer Jackson, what's the goss on the way?
Yeah, I want to talk about Hilary Duff because she's mad. She's mad about something. I'll tell you what it is.
Hilary Duff.
Also, too, Jessica Alba, apparently not the nicest to work for or work with. So one of her co-stars is dish some dirt on her and what it's like to appear next to her.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's the goss?
Yes, producer Jackson is here and we've got a story about Hilary Duff. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, first I've got to turn this music up.
Yes.
If you do not know what this is, then I'm disappointed in you. So anyway, this week she's doing the press rounds because, of course, How I Met Your Father has debuted.
Yeah.
Not getting the best reviews at all.
Oh, not good.
She's really mad, though, because everyone keeps on treating her like she's still Lizzie McGuire.
Is there anything wrong with that? I love Lizzie McGuire.
Well, this is what I find very interesting because she really pushed for the reboot of Lizzie McGuire. She's come out and said, I'm not that little girl anymore. Stop treating me like I'm Lizzie McGuire. Anyway, The next day, she's come out and done an interview and she said, I don't think the project's dead in reviving Lizzie McGuire. It's very much still alive in my heart. I cannot wait to finally sit down with Disney and hash out why we cannot reprise my role as Lizzie McGuire. Now, if you're over being Lizzie McGuire, stop pushing to do the reboot.
Of Lizzie McGuire.
That, to me, says, like, that the How I Met Your Father thing is in a bit of trouble. Yeah. And she's...
Isn't that Kim Cattrall in How I Met Your Father?
She is, yeah. And everybody said... Can you really believe that she didn't do Sex in the City, but she's done this?
And she has... We were just chatting about this off air, actually, because she's been so against this Sex in the City reboot, like liking shady tweets, all of this stuff, and it's so disrespectful to the fans of the show.
Yeah.
And like you said, bad reviews... Like, and she doesn't even have a main starring role. Why would you do that?
I feel like you can only be that shady if you're at the top of your game. Like, if you're running a project that's, like, really making bank, really doing well, yeah. Everyone loves you, be as shady as you want. But if you're, like, becoming a Z-list celebrity...
Well, she did that show Filthy Rich, I think, that got canned after one season as well.
Oh, awkward.
Do you know what, honestly, just looking at this How I Met Your Father trailer, I feel like the TV sitcom... Like, the age of those being popular is over.
It's done.
Mm-hmm. I think it's changing.
It's very 2000s.
Things need to be a bit smarter and a bit more interesting if they want to make it past season one on a Netflix or a stand or whatever.
Netflix has changed the way the series are created now.
I don't even think it's just that. I think, like, for... A sitcom, like you look at How I Met Your Mother or even like The Office, these would never fly anymore. Like,
no.
The world is too woke for these sort of series. They'd be cancelled. People would be outraged at some of the stuff. Like, you watch it back now and it's still funny, but if this stuff aired in this modern day and they were like, you made this in 2022, people would be outraged. Yeah.
I think there's a place for that type of thing, but it just needs to be better and cleverer to make it now.
Yeah.
It needs to be a more unique concept for people to distract people from what they're doing.
Also, too, just tracking back to Kim Cattrall throwing shade, it kind of makes sense. She's just preparing for her next job when showbiz actually fully fails and she's selling umbrellas at the beach. moving on, because someone's throwing shade at Jessica Alba and it's her old castmate, Jensen Ackles. Now, if you don't know him, if you're a Supernatural fan, he's one of those hot brothers.
I don't know. I'm not familiar.
This is what he had to say about Jessica Alba.
She was horrible. Are you kidding? I've told this to her face. But this is no secret, you're saying.
Yeah, no. I was the new kid on the block. I got picked on by the lead. She had it out for me. She just was like, oh, here's the pretty boy that the network brought in for some more window dressing, because that's what we need.
Not the nicest words.
Oh, my God.
Scathing.
He's very straight to the point, wasn't he?
Jeez. He didn't sugarcoat anything.
And didn't even care.
No.
He's just like, yeah, that's the truth.
Well, she actually spoke out ages ago, probably 3-4 months ago, about Hollywood shunning her because she was too talented. Maybe she just wasn't very nice.
Yeah. Maybe that had something to do with it, love.
Hot people are really, like, not very nice sometimes, are they?
And I think if you're on... If you're not on a big hit right now... There's so many actors out there that Hollywood can shun someone if they're not good to work with. It happens.
This show isn't even popular. That they're on Dark Angel, it's called.
Oh,
it was terrible.
Yeah,
I've never seen it. I gotta say.
Oh, it's not.
What else was Jessica Alba on? Like,
she was in Honey. She's got a really bad TV show where she's a cop in LA right now on Netflix, which is terrible.
What's that called?
I don't even remember.
She did that surfing movie with Paul Walker, I think it was. That was like the...
Oh, vaguely. Yeah, that was really bad. That was terrible.
Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that.
Oh, I've just looked up the Netflix show. Yeah. LA's Finest.
All right.
You're going to find that show for being no good.
Hey, we've got $1,000 up for grabs next with Smash for Cash. This is what we have smashed. You just have to work out what it is. The clue is you might find this in Grandma's cupboard. We'll take your guesses next on 13:10:09.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Let's head into Friday the right way, giving away some cash. $1,000 is what we have up for grabs. You just have to work out what we've smashed with a hammer.
Excellent. It sounds like this. If you can tell us what it is, you get the...
Yeah, the clue is you might find this in Grandma's pantry.
All right, let's meet Jackie. She's from Pelican, and I believe you've been doing some thinking about this.
Yes, how you going, guys?
Really good. Good, good, Jackie. So tell us, what sort of things have been going through your mind without giving you guess? Have you been thinking through your own grandmother's cupboard, what was in there, or...?
Yeah, well, I was originally going to guess a button.
Okay.
Already been guessed, so that's why I was like...
Oh, you've already listened to the previous guesses. Good.
Good, good. So what is your guess?
My guess is a thimble.
A thimble?
Thimble. Ooh, grandmas do own a lot of thimbles.
Guess incorrect.
No.
Not
sorry.
Right.
Okay,
that's all right.
Oh, no, sorry, Jackie.
Thank
have a great
you.
Day. Oh, it's always such... Do you know what? It's such a feel-good Friday here. It's such a disappointment at the end of the show.
To not give
thanks,
money.
Guys. Have
yes,
a great
sorry.
Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, earlier on in the show, we just had some interesting chats about Nikki Webster.
Mm.
Of course, she's teamed up with Boost Juice for a brand new drink.
Straub's Kisses or something?
You let us know, Meg, about this song of hers from 2008 called Devilicious.
Yeah, I used
never
to listen
heard
to this a lot.
I'm going to play some for you. It's really interesting. Just to finish the Friday on
Friday
some lols. This is awful. Jackson, would you like to repeat what you said in here just before about this terrible music video?
Sure. In it, Nikki Webster, she just looks like the poverty Kesha.
The poverty Kesha.
Do yourself a favour. Have a look for Devilicious by Nikki Webster on YouTube. And you'll see exactly what Jackson means. It's the Australian Kesha on a budget.
Listen to this breakdown. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Go, Nikki. Terrible.
You go from Strawberry anyway. Kisses to this.
105 commercial free. I'm next, not featuring this.
Well, no. A bit of BB Rexha.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. She's like the poverty Dua Lipa.
It is true.
Little Mix.
Little Mix. Nothing poverty about these girls.
No.
Poverty Spice
don't
Girls.
Anymore.
what about...
Dare you to say about Kanye. He will come for you.
Yeah, yeah. Better shut my mouth. Hey, it's a feel good Friday all day here at New FM. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you on Monday.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.